Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Hoshana Rabbah, Halacha Beis. Today's Shir is being sponsored again by our close friend Nathan Rudy, Nisim Ben Ayomi, for the health and for the success in business of his father Ezra Ben Seti, and also for a complete Refuah Shalema for Chaviva Chana Basgalia, Yus Behendel Baskitaleya, Gavriel Shlomo Ben Idit, Chaim David Ben Chanago Ben Chanafega, and all the others that need Refuas and Yeshuas. We're continuing. Rav Nosson Zal here is speaking about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, as is related to chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and therefore, Barosh Hashanah, V'yom HaKippurim, V'sukkos U'Shmini Atzeres, She'oz anu oiskim b'tikun chet Odom Rishon, Kayadua. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the Arizal emphasizes that throughout the high holidays, from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, we're involved, one of the main focuses of these holidays is the tikun of the pegam of the Eitz Hadas, of Odom Rishon. Shehu Bechinas Pigam Emunas Chachomim Kanal, which we explained in the previous year, was a Pigam in Emunas Chachomim, because Odom Arishon followed the advice of the snake instead of following the correct interpretation of Hashem's words, which would be the concept of Torah Shebal Peh. V'ikar Gmar HaTikun Hu B'Shmini Atzeres Kiyadua, and it's known that the real completion of the tikkun is on that final day, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. V'alkein oz anu mispalalim al hamayim. And that's why on Shmini Atzeres is when we say the special prayers for rain, the Tfilas Geshem, Shehu Meimei HaBe'eroi Sanal, which corresponds to the waters of the wells that we spoke about in the previous year that were dug by Avraham and Yitzchak, Bechinas Mayim Tohoirim, the pure waters, Mei Meriva, the waters of conflict. Ki Barosh Hashanah Hischel HaTikun, because this tikun of the Pigam of Odom Arishon began on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Iker Bechinas Rosh Hashanah Hu Bechinas Emuna, Ki Muva B'Divrei Rabbeinu Zal B'Makom Acher Kama Pamim, because the main focus on Rosh Hashanah is Emuna, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in another place. We know Rosh Hashanah is about Malchus, we're being Mamlech Hashem, and Malchus is synonymous with Emuna, spreading Hashem's kingdom, recognition of Hashem's kingdom. V'ikr hu Emunas Chachomim, and when we speak about Emuna, the aspect of Emuna that's most important is Emuna in Tzadikim. Shal yidei zeh yoytzi mishpoteinu lo'or, kimavur b'maimaral. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the beginning of chapter 61, when a person has proper emunas chachamim, then when they study the Torah, they'll be able to draw proper advice and guidance and mishpat and justice from the Torah, and that will also bring proper justice for the Jewish people in the heavenly court. That's this term, yoytzi mishpoteinu la'or, which is one of the main focuses on Rosh Hashanah. We're praying that our judgment should be a favorable judgment in heaven. V'zehu roish hashana, roish daika, b'chinas moichin v'chochma, haynu emunas chachamim. And that's one of the reasons why the holiday is called roish hashana, because we're connecting to the roish, the sechel, the chochma, which is the chachamim, the rabbis of Klal Yisrael. They're called Einei Hoedah, the eyes of the Jewish people, and eyes are associated with chachma. Vatipokachna Einei Shnehem. Shaideze Zoichin Lodas, through which when a person has proper emunas chachamim, the person is zoicha to the proper sechel, and lohoitzi hamishpot lo'or, to be able to bring forth proper justice in the Torah, to be able to come out with the proper, clear understanding of Torah, and also a proper judgment in heaven. V'alkein tsoyakim oz b'koylois, v'toykim b'shoifor. And this is why on Rosh Hashanah, the prayers in the shuls generally are with much more crying out to Hashem. Those people, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch mentions this, that even those people who are not so vocal during the year in their tefillah, on Rosh Hashanah, they raise the volume. They should turn up the volume. There's a discussion, there are some rabbis that say even Shmoneh Esrei, you're allowed to daven a little bit louder than you would during the year. Not that you disturb anybody next to you, but a little bit louder. Whereas according to the Arizal, according to Kabbalah, Shmoneh Esrei, always, including Rosh Hashanah, should be said 100% silently. There's a debate among the Mekubalim a little bit as to whether that means to the point where even you don't hear any sound coming from your lips, or some Mekubalim say it means that you are allowed to hear the sound, but certainly nobody else should. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, in this item, followed the Arizal strictly, that during Shmoneh Esrei, no sound at all coming out. Moving the lips, and a person could be putting tremendous intensity into their tefillah. Person could be screaming inside, a silent scream, it's called Tzaka Salev, but no sound at all is coming out of the mouth, out of the lips. So here Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein tsoyakim oz bekoilos. And this is why Rosh Hashanah is a time that we cry out with loud outcries to Hashem. In all the other prayers, for sure, besides Shmoneh Esrei, V'soikin b'shoifar, and we also blow the shoifar. Kedei lachbor ulahoitzi ulagalois mayim tohoirim. This is in order to dig up and bring forth and reveal those pure waters that we spoke about in the previous year, that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in chapter 5 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is also based on. L'tahareinu mikol tomoseinu, to purify us from all our impurities. Ki hamayim nizgalin al yedei koilos. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds a very important point. We touched on this yesterday. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about these purifying waters that are needed in order to get to the tikkun ho'etza. Rav Nosson Zal says, how do we find and generate those purifying waters? The answer is through koilos, through crying out to Hashem. Bibchinas shiva koilos she'omar David al hamayim. Just as we find that the chapter of Tehillim, chapter 29, Mizmor leDavid, Hovul Hashem b'nei Elam, Hovul Hashem kovod lois. We have the word koil there. Koil Hashem al hamoyim, keil hakovod hirim al mayim rabim. The word koil is mentioned in that chapter of Tehillim 7 times, 7 koilos, and the ultimate one is Keil HaKovoid Hirim Hashem Al Mayim Rabim, to bring forth a flow of those purifying waters. Ki Oz B'Rosh Hashanah Hu Yom Rishon Me'aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the first one of the 10 days of Tshuva. V'Alidei HaTshuva Nizgale HaMayim Kimuva B'Mayim Ranal. And it's through Tshuva that these purifying waters are revealed, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in chapter 61 in Likut Imran. And also in chapter 5 in the second half of the Likut Imran. V'chein oisim tshuva pam achar pam b'chol aseres yimei tshuva. And we continue to do tshuva again and again throughout all 10 days of tshuva. Ad sheb'yom ha-kippurim zoichem lebechin asmayim tohirim. Till we get to Yom Kippur, when then we're zoicha to these pure waters. Ki oz Hashem Yisborach metaher oisonu mikol tumoisenu v'chatoisenu alidei mayim toirim. Because it's on Yom Kippur that Hashem purifies us from all impurity and all sin through these purifying waters. That's when we say the pasuk, ki vayoyim azeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol chatoisechem, to purify us from all of our sins. V'alkein oimrim baslichos b'chol aseres yimei tshuva u'befrat b'yom ha-kippurim pasuk zeh. And this is why in the slichos that we recite throughout aseres yimei tshuva, and especially on Yom Kippur, we include this major pasuk, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim, that Hashem says, I will sprinkle you with these purifying waters. כי ביומים הללו שהם תיקן חטא אדם הראשון, תיקן פגם אמונס חכמים, because during these days, which we said are a special time in the year when we're focusing on correcting the pegam of Adam Arishon, which was a pegam in Emunas Chachamim, oz tzrichin lachpoir ulegalois b'chinas mayim tohirim anal. Then we need to dig up and reveal those purifying waters. As Rabbeinu Zal explained in chapter 61, that's what purifies us from those moisrois, from the excrement, from the tumah that's caused by pegam emunas chachamim. V'achar kach, and after Yom Kippur, anu zoichin l'sukkos, shehu b'chinas tikkun hadas. Then we get to sukkos, which represents another level of correcting and improving our das. Shenistakein al yidei mayim toirin, which gets purified through these purifying waters. Ki sukkah hu bechinas das, because sukkah is associated with das, with intellect. Bechinas imo demesakhal benin. Sukkah is associated with the mother who covers over and hovers over her children, protecting them. Bechinas im labino tikra, which is associated with bino, which is an aspect of sechel. V'zeh bechinas sukkas sholoim. And this is the concept of the Beis HaMikdash, which is called a sukkah of peace. And again, the sukkah is associated with peace. Ha-poyre sukkah sholoim. Bechinas bitul ha-machloikes fa-mariva, which is the elimination of the conflict. We spoke about the waters of conflict, the mei mariva. Because once we succeed in revealing those purifying waters completely, by doing tshuva as a result of the conflict and opposition that the rabbis experience, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutaran, that gets them to do tshuva. We need the mei mariva, we need the machloikis, and the machlokes inspires the tzaddikim to do greater tshuva. After that, kanal b'mayim ranal, as is discussed in chapter 61 of Likutei Moharan, azay mesaknin hamachlokes. Then we repair any negative aspect of the conflict. V'naseh sholoim, and we generate peace. B'chinas sukkas sholoim, shezoichen achar yom ha-kippurim. This is the mitzvah of sukkah, which is called sholoim, peace, which we get to after Purim. She'oz nizgalu hamayim toirim. We showed before that on Purim, those purifying waters were revealed. V'zeh b'chinas ufroi solenu suka shloimecha v'sakneinu be'etza toifa mulfonecha. Now Rav Nosson Zal puts the whole package together. We spoke about Eitza Toiva, that if a person doesn't have Emunas Chachamim, then they won't be able to, they won't receive Eitza Toiva from the rabbis, and they will not be able to derive Eitza Toiva from the Torah that they study. So the Pasuk says, Ufroi Solenu Sukkah Shalmecha, Hashem, please spread over us your Sukkah of peace and provide us with Eitza Toiva from before you. Kal Yidei Sukkas Sholoim, Shenasa Yidei Mayim Tohirim, because through the sukkah, which is associated with peace, which is achieved through the purifying waters that we achieved throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and especially on Yom Kippur, through this we're zoichet to perfection of Eitzah. Any questions? The chapter of Tehillim that has the seven koilos in it is chapter 29, which we recite on Friday night before the Chadoidi. Mizmor LeDavid, Hovul Hashem Bnei Eilim. Paragraph Gimel. Avol Iker Gmar HaTikun Hu B'Shmini Atzeres. However, the real finalization and completion of this tikkun is accomplished on Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, when we say Shmini Atzeres, we mean Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Because even though on Yom HaKippurim we were privileged to receive those pure waters, and then afterwards we were privileged to get to the Sukkah, which is peace, which represents an improvement of our Sechel, through these purifying waters. Afal Pikein, still, Adayin loy nizdake hamoyach betachlis hashleimus legamri. The brain, our brains, our sechel, has not yet been purified to perfection yet. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol yemei hasukkos makrivim shivim parim. Throughout the 7 days of Sukkos in the Beis Hamikdash, we would offer 70 oxen, bishvil shivim umos, corresponding to the 70 nations. What are we trying to accomplish? Here, Rav Nosson Zal clarifies it. Number one, kedei levarer hatoiv mehem, in order to refine and extract the good that's found in these 70 nations. And one example of that is the converts that are destined to come and join Klal Yisrael. Number two, ulegarshom me'al gvulenu, and to chase away these 70 nations from our boundaries, from our domain. So that no stranger, no outsider should be try to be included in our joy and happiness and celebration on Shmini Atzeres. As is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that throughout the 7 days of Sukkos, by bringing those 70 Purim, we're doing a whole major avodah related to the 70 nations. Number one, we're doing a major birur by bringing a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. That's an incredible holy act that enables us to be able to reach and to be able to identify the toiv that's found within these 70 nations, to be mavareret and integrated into the kedusha, into holiness. And in addition, the part that's not toiv, we're pushing them away, we're blocking them, we're generating the walls and barriers that are needed to ensure that they will not be able to be included in the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres, in our major celebration of Shmini Atzeres, which is a private party, as we're going to see soon, as the Gemara says, that Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I enjoyed so much the time we spent together on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, 7 days of Sukkos, and now it's over? We're not going to see each other for a long, long time. Hashem says, give me one more day. Let's have one day together, just you and me, just the Jewish people and me, with no mitzvah, no obligations, no dalet minim, no eating in the sukkah, no fasting, nothing. Just joy, enjoying each other's company. That's what Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is all about. And therefore, we want to make sure that no one can attend that party who's not by invitation. Shezeu b'chinas shemegarshin umevatlin umerachakin b'chinas hamoisrois v'hapsoiles min amoyach. On an internal individual level, this means that we're also chasing away and eliminating and distancing the moisrois, the junk, the psoilus, the waste matter, min hamoyach, from our brain, that would want to attach itself to our brain. Ki ho'akum heim b'chinas hamoisrois kanal. Because the nations of the goyim, they are associated with those moisrois, the waste matter, the chaff. Ki ikar hiskarvus Yisroel avim shebashamayim hu b'shmini atzeres kayadua. Because one of the most outstanding times of closeness between the Jewish people and our Father in Heaven is on Shmini Atzeres, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah and in the Gemara. V'alkein b'yoyim shekoydem Shmini Atzeres hu Hoshana Rabbah. And that's why the day before Shmini Atzeres is Hoshana Rabbah. She'oz loikhin arvei nachal. That's when we take the Hoshanas, which are Aravos, the same species, minig neviim, based on the custom that was instituted by the prophets. Ubahu Yoimo Vayoshov Yitzchok Vayachboires Beres Hamayim. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that it's that day of Hoshana Rabbah about which the Pasuk says that Yitzchok Avinu returned and dug up the wells of water that his father had originally dug, but the Pelishtim stuffed it up. Ki oz koidim gmar hatikun b'shleimus, because then on Hoshana Rabbah, before we've really completed the tikkun, which will not be until Shmini Atzeres, tzrichin loshu v'lachboires beiros hamayim. We have to go another round of digging up those wells, those water wells, lahasig v'limtzoy b'chinas mayim toirim, to achieve and find those purifying waters, kedei litaher b'shleimus mikol minei amoisrois, in order to purify ourselves completely from all types of waste matter, all types of negativity. And then when a person gets rid of all the moisturize completely, then the person is to be able to think clearly and to be able to receive perfect Eitzah. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, the Jewish kingdom will not be split into two kingdoms ever again, which we said, we learned before, that Eitzah is also called Malki in the Navi, and in several places in the Navi. So the splitting of the kingdom represents a split decision, where a person is indecisive, they can't decide what to do. And this is directly related to the aravos that we take on Hoshana Rabbah in the form of Hoshainus. Ki arve nachal heim afike mayim, because the aravos are referred to in the Torah as afike mayim, because they grow usually near a swampy area, a watery area. Vehein bechinas raglin, and the Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutim Ram that afike mayim refers also to the legs. We know from the Yisro, when a person releases water from their body, it's from the area of the raglin. Shezeh bechinas eitzos. That's all, and the raglin are also associated with eitzos. Kimo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'chol ha'om asher baraglecha, and the entire nation which is at your feet. I believe Yisro said this to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rashi says there, quoting the Gemara, ha'holchim achar atzoscha. It means they follow your advice. That's what it means when they sit by your feet. Ki oz nizgalin afike mayim, because on Hoshana Rabbah is revealed the afike mayim, these waters, bechinas mayim tohoirim, these purifying waters. Shaydeze zeichin le'etza shlema, by which we're zeichet to perfection of etza. Shezeo bechinas arvei nachal, shein bechinas netzach hoid, bechinas etzois kayadua. And this is the concept of the aravos, the two aravos that we take in the lulav, which correspond to the spheros of netzach and hoid, which are where the power of etzah comes from. Ki ikar shleimus hatikun kishezeichen le'etzah shleima, because the real perfection of all tikkun, all repair, all spiritual repair, comes about when we're zeichet to perfection of etzah. Shezehu ikar hayeshua. This is the most important salvation that a person needs. Val shem zeh nikro hoshana rabbah. And this is why this holiday, which corresponds to the netzach and the aravos, the netzach and it corresponds to etzos, it's called Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki tzrichin loze Yeshua gedoyla v'rabo min hashamayim, because a person needs an incredible major salvation from Hashem, liskois le'etza shlema, to be zeche, to complete etza, to know what to do, what not to do in every situation. Leida eich loshis eitzoitz benafshoi, to know how to provide myself with the proper guidance and advice and direction, eich lehisnaig b'chol dover, how to conduct myself in every aspect of my life, ba'oifen sheyizke lehiskarev lo'aviv shebashamayim, in a manner where it will bring me closer and close to our Father in heaven. This sentence here is one of the most important sentences in Yiddishkeit and in Likutei Halachos and Chassidei Breslov, where Rav Nosson Zalman makes it perfectly clear. We started from that the main perfection of tikkun is when a person is zoche to eitz shleima, and that's the main yeshua. When we pray for ono Hashem hoisheg, Hashem give me a yeshua, salvation, that's the most important salvation. Ki ze ikra ki yeshuois heim bechinas netzachoi, because the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah, tell us that the term Yeshuois is associated with the Sfirois of Netzach and Hoid, Shehem Bechinas Eitzois, because they represent Eitzois. We gave the example of the Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. You had those bird-like images with baby faces, with the faces of children, which represent the Sfirois of Netzach and Hoid. We said that Chesed, Gvura, Teferes are called Ovois, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Ki ze ikar ha-yeshua kishezoichen le'etza shlema, because this is the most important salvation, the most important success that a person can achieve in life is when the person is zoichet to perfection of etza, where they'll know exactly how to conduct themselves in every aspect of their life, in our relationship with Hashem, in our relationship with our fellow man, in dealing with myself. As we find, the Pasuk says in Eov chapter 6, when Eov says, Ha'im ein ezrosabi v'sushio nitcha mimeni? Is there no help for me? There's no solution for me? And advice is remote, is distant from me? Rashi says over there in the word tushia eitzos. So again, that's the tushia hainu eitzos. K'mai shekosov, as it says clearly in Mishlei, li eitza v'sushia. V'zeh shanu mevakshim, this is why we pray to Hashem, v'sakneinu be'eitza toivam ulfanecha. Hashem, please give me good advice from you, v'hoishienu mehera l'man shamecha, and save me, hoishieni, salvation, for the sake of your name. Because this is the most important yeshua that a Jew needs. V'avram avinu shezocho lachpoir habeiros, and Avram avinu who was zocho to dig those wells, sheim b'chinas mayim tohirim, which represent the pure waters, Alkein zocho lo eitza. That's why the Torah makes a point of saying that Avram Avinu was zocho to proper eitza. Tomei shekosu, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Navi, Mi tikein es ruach Hashem ve'ish atzoso yodienu. Who is the person who established the divine spirit of Hashem and was enlightened regarding eitza? Es mi noyetz vayivinehu, Vayilmedeu Mishpod. Who is the person, Hashem, who you gave advice? You gave him this clarity of advice and understanding, and you taught him justice. Shekol ze koy al Avraham, kama shapirush Rashi shom b'Yeshaya Mem. That entire pasuk is speaking about Avram Avinu, as Rashi says over there in Yeshaya chapter 40. I believe, if I recall, there's a medrash that says, who was Avram Avinu's rabbi? His father was an idol worshiper, Terach. Who was his Rebbe? And it's the Medrash, or the Gemara uses the terminology, his kloyos, his kidneys, were the ones that advised him and guided him. V'alkein b'hoishana rabba, she'oz choizren v'choifren be'eras hamayim kanal, and therefore on Hoishana Rabba, where we go back for another round, we started digging these wells on Rosh Hashanah. We go back for a final round on Hoshana Rabba. Dahainu shemegalin u'moitzim b'chinas hamayim tohirim b'shleimus. That's when we reveal and discover these purifying waters to the finish line, to completion. Alkein zoichin oz le'etza shleima. That's why on Hoshana Rabba is when we're zoichet to perfection of etza. As Rabbein Azal shows in chapter 5 in the second half of Likut Imran. Ayin Sham, look over there. Shalidei Hamayim Tohoirim Zeichen Eitzah Shlema, because it's through those pure waters that we're Zeichen to perfection of Eitzah. Vezeh Bechinas Arvei Nachal, and this is the concept of the Hoishanis, which are Aravois, the Torah calls them Arvei Nachal, Shehein Bechinas Eitzois. They represent advice, Bechinas Yeshuois, which in Sifrei Kabbalah are called Yeshuois. Kizeh Iker HaYeshua, Rav Nosson Zal repeats it again. He really wants this to go real deep inside of us, to know what's the most important thing to pray for, what's the most important thing that a person needs in life. Kizeh Iker HaYeshua, Kishezeichen LeEitzah Shlema. The greatest salvation is when a person is zeichet to perfection of Eitzah. Because again, that's the most important final product of all knowledge and intellect, of all Chochma Bina and Das. The Oz Zeichen Achar Kach L'Shmini Atzeres. And then, after all of this has been accomplished on Hoshana Rabbah, then we get to Shmini Atzeres. She'oz Iker Hiskarvus Yisroel Avim Shva Shamayim. That's one of the most important times of the year when the Jewish nation achieves the greatest degree of closeness to Hashem. V'oz hu bechinas malchus, and Shmini Atzeres is associated with the sphere of malchus, bechinas ze yatzor ba'ami. This one will rule my nation. The word yatzor in that context means to rule. Yatzor Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. The term Atzeres is associated with malchus. K'mashkos b'mokam achra, as Rabbein Azal writes in another chapter in the Likut Imran. Because we succeeded in repairing and eliminating all of the waste matter, all the junk, all the things that need to be removed. Doyag, we said doyag ha'adoimi, held himself in. Netzar means also to hold oneself in. He wouldn't go to the bathroom when he had to. Again, so that's the Netzah, that's the Atzeres of Klipa, that's the Malchus of the Sitrachra, that's the Ber Eitzah. He's the one who came up with the great idea that David HaMelech doesn't qualify as a Jew. V'oz nistakein bechinas hamalchus. And on Shmini Atzeres is a major time of Tikkun HaMalchus, bechinas emunas chachomim, bechinas Shmini Atzeres, bechinas ze yatzur biami. The Iker Tikkun HaMalchus Hual Yedei Eitzois Shleimois Shezoichen Voishana Rabba. And the main Tikkun of the Malchus is achieved through the Eitzois, the perfection of Eitzah, which we accomplish on Hoshana Rabba. Rav Nosson Zal, the next paragraph is going to clarify this much more. Any questions before we go into the next paragraph? Question was raised that Rav Nosson Zal said Shuk Sukkos represents Das and Sholoim, which seems to be Shleimus. So what are Hoshana Rabbah and Simchas Torah adding to this? And the answer is, here's what it's so important to know, that when we speak about anything in Kedusha, there's always levels and levels and levels. We have that famous pasuk that says Ki Molo Ha'oretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Layam Mechasin, that in the future the world will be filled with recognition of Hashem, Das, like the water that covers the ocean floor. Just like the water that covers the ocean floor, in one place it's on close to the shore, it's 3 inches deep, and out in the middle of the ocean it goes down 7 miles. So too regarding Das. And Chochma, Bino, Das, Seichel, there's levels and levels and levels. So on Sukkos, we have a certain level of Das. We say every single day after the Hakofo Islaman Das Kalami Oretz. On Hoshana Rabbah, we take it to another level. We're refining the Eitzah to a whole other level. But still, we're doing tshuva. Hoshana Rabbah is the day of tshuva, improving, getting rid of the garbage and everything. And then the climax, the grand finale, after we've cleaned ourselves up completely, now we're ready to enter into the throne room of Hashem, Kaviyochel, on Shmini Atzeres. That's when we're ready to connect with Hashem on the highest level. We've been climbing a ladder from the beginning, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, throughout the month of Elul. We're climbing, every day we're climbing. We get to Rosh Hashanah, there's a boom, a major boom that's taking place on Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And for the people that are close to the tzaddik, for them, Rosh Hashanah is like all 10 days of tshuva rolled up into this Yom HaRichter, this one long day of Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara calls it. It's brought that the words Rosh Hashanah are bigematria 10 times Elokim. Elokim is Hashem's name of judgment. Elokim means a shofet, a judge. Rosh Hashanah for the tzaddikim and lahadl for the rishonim is like all 10 days of judgment rolled up into one. But still, even those people that are close to tzaddikim, we don't retire after Rosh Hashanah. Throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're still trying to improve, to get closer, to keep cleaning and cleansing as much as we can till we get to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's another boom, a major boom of Kivayoyim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Tayar Eschem Mikol Chataseichem. We achieve a major kapara, slicha, mechila, and tahara. But it's still not finished. Then we go through 7 days of Sukkot till we get to Hoshana Rabbah, which is that second seal. Yom Kippur is a chasima, Hoshana Rabbah is a second seal. When we're still doing tshuva on Hoshana Rabbah, we're screaming, Hoshana Hashem, I still don't have eight, I'm still not perfectly clean. There still is some junk that has to be gotten rid of so that my brain should be completely clear. I should be zeichet to real Eitzah Shleima, Eitzah Toiva. And by the end of Hoshana Rabbah, that's when we've reached a certain level of Shleimus and we're able to go into Shmini Atzeres, which is a new level of being Mamlech Hashem, a new level of revelation of the Malchus. The Malchus of Hashem was revealed in a big way on Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah, we started a process, which the Arizal explains many times, is going to be completed on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, paragraph Dalet. Ki ikar binyan hamalchus hual yedei bechinas eitzos. Because one of the most important critical components in building up the malchus is eitzos. Shehein bechinas netzach hoid, which are the spheros of netzach and hoid, which are closest to the malchus. We know that yesoid is called a klolius. Yesoid is a combination of netzach and hoid. In a certain sense, Yesoid is not something on its own. Yesoid is called Klolius, and Malchus is called Klolius the Klolius. So Netzach and Hoid feed into Yesoid. Yesoid is a pipe, which is what feeds the Malchus. And it's brought that the first letters of Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Nun, He, Yud, are Bigimatria 65, which is Hashem's name for Malchus. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Ado, and then Noi, Odon. Odon means ruler. So the main binyan amalchus is through Eitzos, which is Netzach and Hoid. Shemishom ikar binyan amalchus kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein kol melech yesh lo yoyatzin. And this is why every king, every prime minister, every ruler needs advisors. Ki ikar tikun hamalchus hual yedei Eitzos. Because the main thing that's going to ensure that his authority, his kingdom, is a healthy kingdom, is a successful kingdom, is going to be determined by the advisors, by the advice that he gets. V'alkein nikroim ho eitzois b'shem malchus. And this is why the term advice is referred to as malchus in the Navi. K'moy shekosuv malki yishbar aloch. My good advice will shine upon you. Sheze bechinas v'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamlochos. And as the pasuk says, the kingdom will not be split again, will not be divided. Hainu Eitzos. And that's referring also to Eitzo, to a lack of clarity in Eitzo, an indecisiveness in Eitzo. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Hei Likutei Moran and in Torah Samach Aleph, Ki ikar bechinas ha-malchus la-yidei Eitzos kanal. V'yalkein chalukas malchus beis David hoyo al-yidei shenifgam ho-Eitzos. And therefore, when was the kingdom of the Jewish nation split? When did it become divided? When it came about through a lack of proper Eitzah. V'loy zocho al-yidei shepogam ho-Eitzah, shenifgam ho-Eitzos. V'loy zocho rechavam loshis Eitzos benafshoi. And Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, was not successful in obtaining for himself the proper Eitzos. As the Pasuk says there clearly in Malachim, Vayazoiv atzas hazekenin, Rechavam turned away from the advice of the elders, Vayoshev lo'om koshois, and he started using a heavy hand against the people, imposing heavier taxes and everything when the people were struggling, when the economy was weak. Ka'atzas hayelodim asher godlu itoy. He was following the advice of the kids who he had grown up with. Vayidezeh nechleka malchus beis David. This is what caused that split in the kingdom of David HaMelech, where 10 tribes left. Shayidezeh nemar lo'osid, and it's regarding this that the Pasuk says about the future, the Jewish kingdom will never again be split into two. Shapirish Rabbeinu b'mayim ranal. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Shemarameis al chalukas ho'etzo shenechzo l'shtayim. When we talk about the kingdom being split, we're talking about the fact that we, the Jewish people, find ourselves to be unclear, indecisive. We don't know what to do. Even the religious people who are learning Torah all day, many of them don't know what to do. They don't have Eitzah Toiva. She'eino yodea eich lasos. The person doesn't know, what should I do? Do this, do that. Which paisek should I find? In the Torah itself, there's so much indecisiveness, unclarity, and a person needs a tremendous, tremendous divine assistance, called Birur Hamidame, to be able to clarify, to be able to see in the Torah itself, to be able to choose the right path, to make the right decisions. We know Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran that the Yetzahara cloaks himself in mitzvahs. He's in the Torah. Poison is in the Torah. The Gemara says the Torah is a samchaim and a samoves. So just because a person is learning Torah, unfortunately, that does not mean yet that they're zoicha to Eitzah Toivah. We know that after Rab Nosson Zal passed away, it's brought that among the students, they weren't all united, and Rab Nosson Zal had given many hints to say that the one who was qualified to lead after him was his student Rab Nachman Tolchiner. He was the one who had the greatest shimush of Rab Nosson Zal. He was the one who spent the most quality time with Rab Nosson Zal, both learning from him and watching him, serving him, and therefore gleaning the majority of the traditions of Breslov, which he got from Rab Nosson Zal. And there was a group of people in Trovitz, a city called Trovitz, who were very learned. They were Talmid Chachamim, and they were not willing, they considered themselves smarter, in a sense, more learned than Rab Nachman Tolchiner, and they kept a certain distance from him. And Rab Nachman Tolchiner once commented about this. He said, "Zei rufen zeh chachomim, ober mir kimpnen betnan eitzah." They call themselves chachomim, but to me they need to come to receive advice, to get eitzah. Ki hakoil echod, because both of these major topics, the kingdom of David HaMelech and Eitzah, are really one. Ki pegam ho Eitzah, ho pegam hamalchus. Because when the Eitzah is not proper, that's a pegam in the kingdom of Hashem, in the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. Kalidei chalukas ho Eitzah lishtayim, aidei ze nechtso malchus beis David. Because as a result of there being a split, a situation where a king had to make a decision, do this or do that, Do I go easier on the people? Do I lessen taxes now? Or do I increase? Do I go with a heavy hand? Because of that, because of the chalukah so'etza, that's what ended up causing a split in the kingdom. Ula'osid, in the future, shenizke lemayim tohoirin, when we'll be zeicha to the real purifying waters, v'nizke le'etza shleim, and we'll be zeicha to real perfection of etza, oz yiskayim v'lo yichotzu l'shtei mamlechai so'id. Then will be fulfilled this prophecy that the kingdom of the Jewish people will never again be split. Dehainu kipshuto. And what this is referring to is on a simple level. Shetia malchus achas. The Jews will be united under one king, Malchus Beis David. Vegam tihie ho'etzo shlema. And in addition, there'll be clear advice. There'll be a clear path that everyone will know exactly what they need to do. Ki hakol echad, because it's all one. The inyan of Tikkun HaMalchus and Tikkun HaEitzer. V'alkein ha'yadovet ha'melech ha'lashon mevakesh ma'oid lizkois le'etzer shlema. And this is why Dovid HaMelech pleaded with Hashem many times, begging Hashem for perfection of Eitzer. K'may shekosuv, as it says in chapter 13 in Tehillim, ad ono oshis Eitzois benafshi. How long am I going to struggle to be able to provide the proper advice for myself? V'chulu, etc. U'kishe zoiche le'etzer shlema. And when Dovid HaMelech was zoiche to perfection of Eitzer, Neamar, it says in the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, chapter 16, Avorech Hashem asher yotzoni. I bless Hashem who gave me proper advice. Af leilois yisruni chil yoisai. Even in the darkness, my kidneys provided me with the advice. Ki ikar malchus tluyo bozeh bebchinas eitzois shlemois. Because the whole essence of Malchus, kingdom, rulership, is dependent on this. The right kind of Eitzah. V'alkein, and therefore, kisheborach David mepnei Avsholim benoi, when Dovid HaMelech's own son Avsholim staged a rebellion against him, and Dovid HaMelech was forced to run for his life, to leave Yerushalayim, and to run, and Avsholim gathered an army against Dovid, against his own father, and he had advisors with him. V'alkin kisheborach Dovid mepnei Avsholim benoi, bikesh Dovid me'ashem isborach. What was Dovid HaMelech's prayer at the time? Sakelno atzas achitoyfel Hashem. Hashem, please confuse, misdirect the advice of Achitoyfel. Dovid HaMelech knew that Achitoyfel was very smart. He was an incredible Talmud Chacham. And he went with Avsholim. And if Avsholim will follow the advice of Achitoyfel, if Achitoyfel will have the right advice, it's all over, Chas V'Sholim. V'chein Hoya. And that's exactly what happened. Hashem answered the prayers of Dovid HaMelech. Ki ikar nefilas Avsholim, Hoya al yidei shashem yizborach bilbel atzosoy. Because the main downfall of Avsholim came about because Hashem confused his Eitzah. Shenech l'katzosei l'shnayim, where Avsholim was faced with a situation where he didn't know what to do. He had to make a decision, a choice. V'lo yoda eich lasos. Ad she'oso ka'atzas chushi ho'arki. And he ended up following the advice of chushi ho'arki. V'lo yoso ka'atzas achitoyfel. And he did not follow the advice of achitoyfel. Shehoisa toivel afonav, which was the right advice, which would have gotten him success. And that ended up bringing about the downfall of Avsholim. K'may shekosuv, as it says clearly over there in the Navi, in Shmuel HaNavi, V'Hashem tzivo lechofer atzas achitoyfel hatoivo lev'avur. Hashem gave a command to block, to push aside the good advice of Achitoyfel, so that Avsholim would not succeed in his rebellion, in his mutiny. Ki ikar hamalchus hu'al yedei eitzos kanal. Because again, the main tikkun of malchus is through eitzos. And we know that the most important thing is malchus. Rabbeinu Zal, in the first story of Sipurei Maaseh, speaks about a king who had six sons and one daughter. And he spent the most, he was more engaged with the daughter than anybody else. And the daughter is the Malchus there, the seventh sphere, which is the Malchus. And the Arizal, all the Sifrei Kabbalah stress that our most important focus in this world is Tikkun HaMalchus. In order to do that, we need Chachma, we need to draw Sechel, we need everything else. But the goal, the target is Tikkun HaMalchus, which is dependent on Eitzos. That's the ultimate goal. V'alkein koidim Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, before Shmini Atzeres, She'oz hugmar tikkun ha-malchus k'yedua, where on Shmini Atzeres is going to be the complete tikkun of the malchus, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, alkein onu loichem mikoidim arvei nachal. That's why on the day before, on Hoshana Rabbah, we take the Hoshanas, Shein bechinas tikkun ho-eitzos, shen istaknen al idei afikei mayim, that represents perfection of Eitza, which is perfected through the waters, al idei bechinas mayim tohirim, those purifying waters, shen isgalanos, which are revealed on Hoshana Rabbah, bechinas bahahu yoimo vayoshov Yitzchok vayapar, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, on Hoshana Rabbah is when Yitzchok Avinu returns to dig up those wells, and that's what enables us on Shmini Atzeres to put the cherry on top, to put the final touch on the Tikkun HaMalchus. Ki ikar Tikkun HaMalchus, because the main completion of the Tikkun HaMalchus, the Hayu sheyizgale Malchusei Baruch Aleinu, meaning that Hashem's kingdom should be revealed upon us completely, Hual Yedei HaTorah, is through the Torah, Shehu Taryag Itin Doiraisa, which is the 613 Eitzos of the Torah, Kama Shekosov, as it says, Mishlei Li, in me, in the Torah, is found Eitza Visushia. We'll hold it over here. Tomorrow is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. In Yitz Hashem, I hope tomorrow we'll make a siyum on this halacha, we'll complete this halacha, and hopefully begin the next halacha, Yitz Hashem. Any questions, please?
Rav Nosson, just to clarify, when David HaMelech asked Hashem to confuse the advice of Achitofel, I lost the plot. Why isn't he asking or to save him in general or to save him from Avshalom? Why is he going back to
Akitofo? The answer is because David HaMelech was teaching us. David HaMelech knew how to pray much better than us. David HaMelech knew, Rabbeinu Zal says that the highest form of tefillah is when you make Torah into tefillah. When you study the Torah well enough that you know the workings of heaven. You know how exactly how Hashem works. And David HaMelech knew that this rebellion of Avshalom against him, and Avshalom having Achitofel and Chush advisors with him, David HaMelech knew exactly what's going on here. And he knew that in order to knock out Avshalom, that if he would punch Avshalom in the face or the stomach or kill him even, it wouldn't necessarily be the end. He had to get to the root of the problem. The root of Malchus is Eitzos, is Netzach and Hoid. Where Malchus draws its Chiyus from is Netzach and Hoid. And that's why David HaMelech took a shot at the advice, and he knew Achitofel very well. Achitofel was his Rebbe. He was David HaMelech's Rebbe. And Avimelech, you know, rebelled. He went to the other side. And David HaMelech knew how smart Achitofel was. And he knew that if Avshalom will continue receiving advice from Achitofel, or if he'll follow the advice that Achitofel gives, it's game over, Chas V'Shalom. And David HaMelech was following the Likutei Maran. Rabbeinu Zal, in giving us the Likutei Maran, has given us the system. He's taught us the system of how everything in Yiddishkeit works. How the flowchart of Yiddishkeit, of Hashem, of Torah, to know which piece leads to which piece and everything. When you know that, here again, why are the Israelis sending planes into Iran to blow up an arms depot? You want to fight? Let's fight, man. Put on your gloves. Let's punch it out. They know that that's not so simple. If we can destroy their supply lines, if we can destroy their nuclear reactor, then we won't have to fight 5,000 soldiers facing off against, we won't have to bring in the tanks and those things. Here again, David HaMelech knew that if Avshalom will not have Eitzah Tova, he's finished. Any other questions, please?
Thank you, Rav Moshe.
Sure. And this again puts the focus on Torah and Tefillah. We see Rav Moshe Zal included it, you know, very clearly. If you're looking, Rabbeinu Zal, you know, the Yesoidus of Breslov, as presented in chapter 1 in Likut Imran, and throughout all of Breslov and throughout all the Torah, is that there are two major components to Yiddishkeit, Torah and Tefillah. And it's the combination of both that's Shlemus, that's success. And the final product of Torah is Eitzah. But even once the person has the Eitzah, it's not finished yet. We see Dovra Melech, we see the great Tzaddikim, they prayed very hard. They invested thousands of hours and tears in praying. Person would say, what for? If I know what to do, the answer is because the Gemara makes it perfectly clear. The Gemara says, B'chol yoim v'yoim yitzroi shel odo mizgaber alov. U'b'chol yoim v'yoim yitzroi shel odo mizchadei shel odo. That every single day the Yetzahara comes back again with new tricks and new ideas how to mess us up. The Gemara says, unless the person receives divine assistance from Hashem, you cannot win, you cannot defeat him. We know that Adam Arishon was very smart. He was very smart. He was the Malachim, he was teaching the angels. He had a clearer view of Hashem than the Malachim did. The Malachim were serving him. They were roasting meat for him, the Medrash says. And Chava called him Rebbe. She didn't call him Honey Bunch. She didn't call him Adam. She called him Rebbe, it says in the Medrash. And yet, there was a tefillah that was missing. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, I believe, that there's a Medrash which counts all the hours. It gives you a timeline from when Adam Rishon was created, exactly what happened every hour until he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And there's one hour there that's not accounted for somehow. And he said that's the hour of Hespoidedus. That's the hour that Adam Rishon was supposed to speak to Hashem, beg Hashem, Hashem, you told me what to do, but knowing it is not enough. I need your help. Help me be to succeed in doing what you want me to do. And this is you know, the tremendous emphasis on tefillah. That now again, you can't have tefillah without Torah. Without tefillah, you don't know what to daven for. But it's the combination of the two that's the real winning combination. And Rabbeinu Zal stressed that in tefillah, one of the most important things to ask for throughout your life is Eitzah Tova. Eitzah Tova. Hashem, bring me close to the tzaddikim, to the chachamim, who have the real Eitzah Tova, and help me when I learn Torah, or when I engage anyone, that I should always be zeche to have the Eitzah Tova, to know what to think, what not to think, what to say, what not to say, when to say it, how to say it, what to do, what not to do. We should be zeche that this learning should bring about a complete refuah for all those that need it, and a complete Yeshua for all of us, Mr. Shem.
Thank you, Rav Moshe. Sure.
Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Today is the Tainus, it's Shiva Ser B'Tammuz, it's the beginning of the Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks. There's a Pasuk in Eicha where it says, Kol Roidfeha, all those who chased the Jewish nation to persecute us, to harm us, he sigua bein amtsorin. They were able to get at us during this period of time, during these 3 weeks. This is an incredible time of the year when we're very vulnerable to our enemies, to tumma, to all kinds of bad things. One of the great Breslov Hasidim said, another interpretation, kol roid feho, all those who will chase the Shekhinah, can get to the Shechina more easily during this period of Bein HaMetzorim, because of the fact that many people, this is a time of vacation, Bein HaZmanim, it's the hot summer, it's a time when many people are off, they're not on, it's a weak time, and a person who takes advantage that this is a time when the lines to Hashem are shorter, there are smaller lines, so I'm going to jump in, I'm going to really turn it on during these 3 weeks. In Torah, in Tefillah, in Simcha, we know that a Jew does not have any permission ever on any day of the year not to be happy. In terms of how we show the happiness, how we engage the happiness, we don't listen to music during the 3 weeks, other things. But in terms of internal Simcha, Hashem should help that all of us should keep it at an all-time high in order to be connected properly to Hashem, and that our mitzvahs, the Arizal says, a prayer, when a person's praying and they're not besimcha, the prayer can hardly be effective. And so to a mitzvah, the real bang of a mitzvah is when the mitzvah is being done besimcha. Baruch Hashem. All the best.
Thank you, all the best.
I believe that there was a kesher between Avram Avinu and Shem Ve'Ever, but I would have to look into it more clearly.